Long, slow, gentle respirations. Just letting yourself settle down more deeply in this supine position. Heels, hips, shoulders, back of the head into the earth. Teeth and jaw are soft. And just settling down into the earth little by little. Have the palms about 5-6 inches away from the hips, palms facing towards the sky as you might in your Shavasana. And then take two long, slow respirations as if you're just flushing your whole human experience with that breath. Touching every cell, every pore. Good. And just find yourself into a comfortable breathing pattern. Bring your attention to the big toe of each foot. And we're just going to do a little psychic journey through your physical body. As we move from point to point, you can choose to either draw light to that spot or just bring your point of attention there. So here we are, we're starting with the big toe. Have the mind settle there. Let the breath lengthen. And from that point to the big toe, let the whole foot start to be suffused with a point of release, of purity, of breath, of a nice white light coming through and cleansing. Reach to the heel. Making your ways up to the knee. Continue to lengthen the respirations. Up to the hips. So each leg is feeling a state of deep release, of disengagement. Draw your attention to the navel, Manipur chakra point, the third chakra, And just get some very soft, slow breaths with the belly. As if your breaths are coinciding with the whole sweet, gentle flow of the universe. Let the whole greater abdominal region relax. Allowing vitality to take place in all those major organs. And make your way up to the heart chakra, Anahat chakra, the fourth chakra, right at the sternum. Breathe deeply right into that space, opening, clearing, freeing yourself. That heart chakra actually controls the aerial factor of your whole human experience, the bodily. So just get long, slow respirations filling that whole region, purifying, cleansing. And then branch out back to the shoulder blades. Arm and armpit. And all the way down through the elbows, wrists, and fingers. Make that slow journey, letting those limbs completely release into the earth. Doing a mental check of the palms to make sure they're soft, relaxed, disengaged, open, and free. Make a big psychic jump to the throat, fifth chakra point, Vishuddha chakra. One of the qualities of that chakra is amrit, or nectar, to speak nectar in this world. So cultivate all the sweetness of life right there at the throat. Healing, calming. Gently making your way upwards, coming into the physicality of the head, the jaw, the tongue, the teeth, letting any stress there completely dissipate. Letting the back of the head completely rest into the earth. And then switching your attention to the very tip of the nose, an unknown chakra, or not well-known chakra, Lalana chakra is tip of the nose. And find the most center pinpoint there, smallest point, and bring your point of attention to that space, focusing. And from that epicenter, let a sense of calm start to spread throughout your whole visage, the whole facial, emanating out slowly with every respiration. Through the cheeks, the forehead, the brow, letting that whole visage come into a state of rest and ease. At this point, the physical body will be in a complete state of rest, of release. And draw your mental focus to the Trikuti point, that point between the eyebrows, and just use the breath to harness all your mental wavelengths working in one stream towards the center of the mind. As psychic beings, it's that mental platform that allows us to really launch, to go deeper inside. And now your sole duty is to move from that Trikuti point to the center of the mind. It's an intuitional journey. It's a psycho-spiritual journey. Slowly make that transition with your inner eye, with your breath, with your finer sensitivities, and land yourself at the very nucleus of your existence, the center of the mind. Find a place of stillness, of tranquility, of inner silence and peace at that place. From here forward, the journey is all your own. Doing what your mind and heart moves you as you travel deeper into more subtle realms of existence. One last deep inhalation. And exhale.